Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
This just in, it's about that.
Oh, my gosh. It is?
Definitively? Breaking news. Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, and it is, in fact, about that. In other news, everything's going pretty much terribly everywhere you look. Each corner of the internet is pushing you further into that corner so that everyone you look at in another corner of the internet seems like a villain. Back to you, Allie, to introduce this episode of the most nonsensical podcast thing to ever happen in humanity. Tell us what happened, Al.
Yeah, over here in this corner of the internet, there's pretty much nothing going on. So if you're exhausted by the other corners, why don't you sit back, relax, take a deep breath with us, and think about absolutely nothing. Hit it, Grant.
Mama.
I would honestly listen to that on a podcast. Like,
listen to what?
Like, the just now, I'm sure the podcast is just picking up now, but just now we were all sort of sitting here in silence for a second.
Should we give the listener some peace real quick?
Just give you some peace and quiet.
Yeah. Do you want just a little?
Well, playing piano is sort of the opposite of peace and quiet.
I wouldn't say it's the opposite of peace and quiet.
If your day is going stressful, which a lot of times when I turn on a podcast, it's to alleviate stress. So if you're feeling a little stressed out, just close your eyes. Take three deep breaths. We're going to give you some peace and quiet for a second. Okay, I finished my three breaths. That felt kind of emotional. What did that bring up for you, Grant? Did you take three deep breaths?
Did you take three deep breaths?
No, I didn't, but I will later.
No, I didn't, but I will later.
I'll breathe later. I didn't. I'll breathe later.
He put breathing on his calendar for later.
It's not optimal.
I use
a breathwork app called Breath or something. Literally.
No, I'm sure that's right.
And I do 5 to 10 minutes of breath work every day.
Do you really? Is it like box breathing or?
You can choose. Keeping routines.
But it's typically just anything with an extended exhale to lower the heart rate.
Whoa.
Usually, and what's like, the benefit?
Besides increasing your HRV, lowering the parasympathetic response.
HRV? Isn't that a thing a Honda puts out? What is HRV?
Yeah, heart rate variability.
HRV? Oh. My HRV is bad, apparently.
Sorry. Welcome back to the STEM podcast. What's HRV? What's heart rate variability? That's the thing where it's good for your heart to be able to be at a bunch of different...
Yeah. It's basically the measure of your nervous system's ability to adapt to change. So like the more you can, the higher your HRV, the better you can handle stress, etc. And doing extended exhale breathing basically like lubricates the hinge between the sympathetic and parasympathetic response. So you're better able to calm down when you get hyped up and vice versa.
Okay. Dr. Huberman.
Lubricates
what is going
the
on?
Hinge between the sympathetic and parasympathetic response. Lubricates the hinge between the... What was it?
He's saying...
Lubricates the hinge between the...
Sympathetic and parasympathetic responses.
Sympathetic and parasympathetic responses.
Meaning the responses that your body has that are triggered automatically versus triggered...
It's basically just fight or flight versus rest or digest.
So it makes those be able to communicate easier and be able to flip back and forth between the two without huge problems?
Yeah, just like you're able to calm down in stressful situations more easily and vice versa.
Wow.
So
I need to get
like,
my HRV higher,
like,
bro.
If I'm like this, the loop makes me go like this.
Mm-hmm.
What sentence are we saying?
I was right, wasn't I? Was I not?
No, you were right. No, I guess you were right.
Just Just because I didn't use the same words as Grant doesn't mean I didn't say the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
It's important to know that people learn and synthesize stories in different ways.
I sent you a clip on Instagram. Did you see it yet?
No.
It's a quote from...
When did you send it?
It's a quote from Jacob Elordi.
He's like famously tall and hot.
He's famous, tall, and hot. I didn't know he was British.
You know, here's what he said in an interview recently. Of course, but I don't know why everyone's so obsessed with him. Anyway, keep going.
Here's what he said in an interview recently.
What's one lost art you wish came back in style?
The art of shame. I wish people could experience shame a little heavier.
What's one?
What are we? What?
Honestly,
what
art of?
Tell
shame.
Me what your reaction. Okay, you facts. Say facts.
The art of shame.
Saying people do embarrassing shit on the internet all the time, and they're not shameful enough about it.
Okay, so we're saying we need boundaries on the public behavior.
Disagree.
Boundaries on public behavior? You're saying you're disagreeing with his assessment of what Jacob Elordi said, or you're saying you disagree with what Jacob Elordi said?
Okay. I disagree with Grant and Jacob Elordi. I think there's a difference between having a moral compass and experiencing shame. I'm not sure shame has a place.
Okay. Now, what I just played was an 8-second clip out of context. We don't know what he's actually talking about, isn't that the joy of the internet? Is let's take things out of context and riff them to oblivion.
I'd like to fight Jacob Elordi in the parking lot after school.
Okay.
Jacob Elordi, meet me in the parking lot after school, 3:30, or you're...
We'll meet at the bike racks,
and I'm going to...
And my friends, and you're going to be on World Star.
Because I disagree with an 8-second clip I saw.
Unknown podcast host absolutely beats the shit out of actor Jacob Elordi. One uppercut breaks glass jaw in public view.
He's got a punch. Go ahead, Grant.
He said, let us know.
Let us know down in the comments if you went to a school where people actually fought or if you went to school where people pretended like they were going to fight.
Did people fight at our school?
Yes.
That's awesome.
One time in middle school, I turned the corner after a girl fight and there was hair on the floor. There was hair on the floor.
Quick question, and I know you know this is coming. When two boys fight, do you call it a boy fight?
Wow. 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 When two boys fight, that's just a fight, but when two girls fight, why is that a girl fight? And when
boys play basketball, it's just the NBA, so why? When girls play basketball, it has to be the WNBA.
Yeah, and when boys fart, it's just a fart. But when girls fart, why do we call that a girl fart? You know what I mean?
And when boys pull you over, they're just assholes. But when girls pull you over, they're a female cop for some reason.
Yeah.
And when women wear purses, it's just called a purse.
Uh-huh.
But when boys wear a purse, it's called a man purse or a merce.
Yeah, you're right. And when, Allie's not going to like where this goes because now we're flipping it onto the other side of the spectrum, but when a girl is a nanny, she's just a nanny. And when a boy is a nanny, he's a male nanny or a manny.
Why do the boys get cute nicknames for everything?
Why do the girls get cute nicknames for everything? Girl
like
fight.
Like manny and merce and moobs.
What? What are moob? Oh. What are moobs? Oh, yeah.
What are moobs?
Yeah, why can't man boobs just be boobs? Hey, why can't man boobs just be boobs?
Some men have breasts, for real.
Yeah.
Just call them boobs.
Just call them boobs.
It's okay.
And feel free to support them. Wear some support.
People like boobs. Famously,
regardless of the
like
gender
boobs.
Of your boobs, they are moving up and down when you run. Feel free to wear support.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? I read once in Runner's World magazine, which I'm not sure if that even exists, but I read once in Runner's World magazine that the average distance a woman's breasts move up and down when she's running is 10 inches. Up, I down. Maybe not that. Average.
It's probably not average. But my guess is it can go 10 inches.
My guess is that's...
And I saw a TikTok...
That's fully topless, though. Do you know what I mean? Fully topless. Sure. You could absolute foot and a half upsies downsies. But we're talking about...
Half upsies downsies.
But it was a ad in Runner's World magazine for this sports bra that was like optimal for runners.
I saw...
Because ladies, them boobies be bouncing. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, that sucked. Ladies, them boobies be bouncing. Girls, are you turned on? I saw an ad on TikTok earlier today.
Yeah.
That if you have huge boobs, you can get a sports bra that's a posture bra that helps fix your posture. Mm,
yeah.
Just do what you were going to do.
Big old boobs, them boobies be moving. Got big old boobs, them boobies be moving. Girl, fix that posture, them boobies be moving. You got upper back problems because the boobies be moving.
I can't yes and that. You know what I mean? Like for my heart. Anyway, don't
you know
you think
that
it'd be cool?
that a portion of yes anding is to engage with it, even presenting the counter argument. That's a version of yes anding. You could have contributed instead of leaving me hanging on. Boobies be bouncing, them boobies be slanging, them thangs be slanging, them boobies be grooving.
I'll do a counter argument, but can you tell me if balls bounce around when you run?
Yeah. Everything that's loose is loose.
Them balls be bouncing. Yuck. I want to do a different thing.
Okay.
But don't you think it would be cool? My guess is a sports bra that's a posture bra doesn't actually fix your posture, but don't you think that'd be cool?
Hey, does any of these things that are supposed to work? Do you know what I mean? These things they're advertising that are like posture bra. This cure all AG1. Get all your veggies from this powder.
I think there's probably no such thing as a shortcut.
But also, if AG1 wants to be a sponsor, then we love AG1, and absolutely you can get all your.
Here's the next scientific study we need to conduct as Mom Said Incorporated.
Yes.
What is the greatest distance a pair of testicles can travel on a very cold day versus a very hot day?
Yes, yes. Okay, because there is a temperature issue as well. You're right.
Because the testicles...
On a cold day, they're not moving.
No, I mean, I don't mean them moving back and forth. I mean, they can be right up against your body, zero inches from your body, so far down when it's hot and you're playing basketball.
Yeah.
Same with boobs. I'm just kidding.
I was like, huh?
Both of you were like...
No, but in general, your body does shrink into itself when it's cold.
Yeah, but not in the way the ball do, from my understanding. Not from my understanding.
This episode rocks.
I was just about to say...
This episode rocks.
I was just about to say sucks.
No, this episode rocks. This episode absolutely rocks. Absolutely rocks.
I do think ball has the most...
Hey, if...
like, response to temperature than anything else. Although my teeth are sensitive. Like, if you bite into ice cream...
Yeah, but if you put your balls on ice cream... This show
this is fucking
guys,
terrible.
I'm
sucks.
So
this
sorry.
Show sucks. This show
so
sucks. Hey, can you just spend 30 to 40 seconds for if this is someone's first episode, can you sort of welcome them in and apologize?
Oh my God. Turn it off. There are better episodes, but to be honest with you, there are better podcasts even. Listen to a book on tape. Something that'll expand your brain.
This is your first episode, then great. You've only done about 15 minutes of brain rot, maybe even less. It's probably about 10 minutes.
It can still be reversed if you turn it off.
You can save yourself. You just have to turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. this is your first episode, turn it off. Turn off right now. Save yourself, because we're slowly slipping into madness as we try to continue to do an episode of this crazy podcast where the three of us end up in a locked room. We had to close the door because in one of the other rooms in this office building, there's a beep sound happening.
Whoa, you know what's weird is you had that beep sound in your apartment today.
I know.
Or this week too.
I have a squeaky sink, and when I come here, there's another beep sound. There's a beep sound following me everywhere, slowly driving me into madness. It's like, you know, when you go, you see these documentaries where they like get a confession from someone who didn't actually do the thing.
Grant, we should have pretended like we didn't hear the beep sound.
No.
We should have pretended like we didn't hear the beep sound so that when Gabe walked in and was like, what's that sound? We could both be like, what are you talking about?
I had a really good idea. I had a really, what? Gaslight Gabe into schizophrenia?
Hilarious prank.
I had a really good idea come into my brain during that Turn It Off song. And Gabe, I need you to, you know how there's like, now arriving at Nottingham Station trains?
Yeah.
We're at Smooth Brain Station, and we're going to All Aboard to Mom Said.
Oh, yeah. Can you remind the listener and also me what Smooth Brain implies?
That's just dumb.
Like the wrinkles in your brain show how smart you are. Like, so if your brain is smooth,
you're
just slip sliding around in there. Nothing to hold on to.
Now arriving, Smooth Brain Station. Doors closing immediately. Stop being in between the doors. The doors are trying to close. Please get inside the train. Doors have closed. Now headed to Mom Said Station. Please remove any
thoughts you have.
Any thoughts you have that are wise. Please remove any thoughts you have that make sense that you would say out loud to your friends. Please remove any ideas that will lead you to progress in your life. Please only insert the dumbest thoughts you could possibly have. Smooth that brain out. And insert jingles. Insert little silly songs. Insert siblings fighting. Insert chaos. Now arriving at Mom Said.
Welcome, boys.
Welcome.
You know what
Mom
doing
said.
That chugga chugga reminded me of? When we were kids, our parents, I think it came from Grandma, sang us this song, this Canadian folk thing that was like this.
Grant is grabbing his journal because he's going to have to disassociate.
Boom, 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 diddy, boom,
this is a Canadian
boom,
thing. Diddy, boom, I'm going to need you to take a breath in a second because you're going to have to restart. This is a Canadian, apparently, a folk song that Grandma used to sing to us.
Folk might be the wrong word. One of you will know and will correct us.
This is
the
a Canadian traditional hymn that our grandma used to sing.
Boom diddy boom 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 diddy boom boom.
Sing along if you know it.
Boom 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 diddy boom boom.
Land of the silver birch, home of the beaver, where still the mighty moose wanders at will. Blue lake and rocky shore, I will return once more. Boom diddy boom 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 diddy boom 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 diddy boom boom boom.
I did it all in one breath. Okay. Pace to be grown up. My little kid lungs could not handle that.
Okay. If you've ever heard that song before, please tell us what it is. But our
what
grandmother taught it to us once. Also, this episode
Wait,
is
if there's,
crazy.
If there's any Gen Z, let me say this.
Yeah.
Let's go back. What is that song and why does it live in my head
rent free? What is that song and why is it giving... And what is that song and why is it giving a drinking song at a bar?
Wait, no.
There's why is it living
thing?
In my head rent
There's a new
free?
Thing that's like
if
six,
it's a new
seven?
Thing. Oh yeah, but that's not even Gen Z, that's Gen Alpha.
Oh, well if we have any of those.
Hey,
six,
if we have
seven.
Any 14-year-olds listening to this.
6-7 is that anything?
Seven,
is that
six,
anything?
7
7 8 9 Why is 6 afraid of 7? Fuck, I'm making
Because 6-7, living rent free. I need us to transition to some sort of topic or something that is what
okay,
you
well,
wanted to bring.
Okay, well, did you see Bowen Yang did a very funny thing on SNL, which will now be like 2 weeks ago when this episode airs.
Sure.
but he played Dobby the Elf.
Oh.
And he starts beating himself up because he's being millennial cringe.
Oh,
and he's
funny.
Like smashing his head into the camera going, millennial cringe.
That's really funny, actually.
It's so funny.
The only generation who's had to watch themselves get ancient on the internet. That's really devastating.
Well, but we're not the only generation to become lame-o. Like, that happens to everyone.
Yeah, but it happens in private.
It happens in the privacy of their homes.
It happens in the privacy of your own home. Millennials are becoming lame-o online.
Online. Every time, so, like, you put...
Bro, Ryan Seacrest's Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Ryan Seacrest's Instagram.
Careful, because he listens.
I know he listens. Ryan Seacrest's Instagram is wild.
It's... Yeah.
It's wild.
Okay, the thing I wanted to talk about this week...
One of them is him just air frying a turkey, and he's like... Put oil on the turkey, put it in the air fryer. Easy. Air fried turkey. And you're like,
My guy is throwing spaghetti at the wall. My guy is throwing spaghetti at the wall.
I get that he's trying to find his voice, but it seems like his now 29-year-old niece is trying to give him what she thinks goes viral on social from 10 years ago.
It's so unfortunate because there are a couple of celebrities of that ilk who I have a lot of respect for that have...
List them.
That have hired the wrong person to advise them on how TikTok works.
It's really tricky.
You know who gets TikTok? Amy Poehler gets TikTok.
Yes. But, okay, so Amy Poehler or whoever Amy Poehler's team is gets TikTok.
I think it's Amy because it's some really...
She doesn't have time, dude.
She's making the videos.
Which ones are you talking about? For her podcast?
No.
She's not making those videos.
No. She's making TikToks. Where it's just her talking to the camera.
No, I know.
Her like lip syncing things. And her being silly with Seth.
Cute jeans in a real big purse.
Yeah.
Cute jeans
in a real
big purse.
She's being silly with her friends in a way that's like appropriate and cute.
She gets what's going on.
She gets it.
Yeah.
And she's often with Seth Meyers, who's like a total hottie.
We've decided Seth Meyers is a hottie?
Everyone thinks Seth Meyers is a hottie.
Because of how he behave and are?
How he behave and are. He's a cutie patootie, but it's
he's
a lot how
he's
he behave
He's smart.
And are. I think he's married to someone.
Yeah, he's married and with kid.
Shout out to those people.
That's me, dog.
Married
and with kid.
No. Sorry. I was referring to the people Seth Meyers was related to.
Related to?
His wife and kid. Shout out to those
people.
Oh,
shout out to them. Yeah. Shout out to Seth Meyers.
I mean, congrats for being married with a kid.
Yeah. Thank you.
I tried.
You tried once. Tried once, over.
Tried more than once. Golly. You know what I mean, ladies?
Are we too far removed from the release of Taylor Swift's new album to make fun of it?
Yes. The thing I wanted to talk about this week.
I haven't listened to it yet. I can't form an opinion about
I don't want to be a podcast that makes fun of her.
No, I'm not interested in making fun of any billionaires. I would never make fun of any billionaires or the art they choose to make with their billionaire money.
Because they have the thing we want the most.
I would never make fun of a billionaire who makes art. I would never do that. Why would I ever have anything negative to say about someone who lives purely in New York and LA and has art that they want to make and put out? I think I would never make fun of a billionaire.
You know what would be worse than being a billionaire who makes art? A nothing heir who makes art.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, the thing I wanted to talk about this week is I was just talking with my friend Jacob about... Well, actually, I was talking first with Mom about a stargazing event she went to, which was, I think she paid like $5 to $10 on Groupon to meet these old dudes in a parking lot who brought telescopes.
What?
In the desert. She and Dad.
I take that back. Sounds worth it.
It sounds adorable.
Immediately backpedaled.
She and Dad drove like halfway in between Palm Springs and Joshua Tree. And there's these old science dudes, like apparently nerd dudes. I wasn't there, but I'm guessing they were wearing Tevas, I have to imagine.
For sure.
Who bring their telescopes.
Some Merrill clogs and some zip-off Columbia pants.
And
for
I love
sure.
these men. I would die for these men.
Yeah. Tommy Bahama up top. You know what I mean?
Listen, they're living so much more peacefully than I am. I know it.
Absolutely.
No
Are
matter
you kidding
what
me?
Their life situation is.
You think they know who the Rizzler is? No. They're living
is
peacefully.
Is the Rizzler a boy or a robot?
The Rizzler?
Great question, because the Rizzler is a chubby little boy. and the Rizbot is a robot little boy.
Okay, you can see how I might be confused.
Well, regardless, the point stands that these men, they don't know who the Rizbot is or the Rizzler is. They have no clue.
Guys, we have Rizzler and Rizbot.
They have no clue that Selena Gomez just got married. They don't know.
Guys, I'm going to cry.
They don't know that Selena Gomez got married. They have no idea.
I'm happy for Selena.
They have no idea.
By the way, she listens, so let's say it. Congratulations Selena Gomez.
We love you, girl.
So we there's you, these girl. Men that bring telescopes to a parking lot in Joshua Tree-ish area. And you can pay $5 to $10 to go look in the scope.
Did Dad go with Mom?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I believe they went as a date night. And
cute. Nothing, I think nothing the men... like a date night with you and me. Nothing says date night like you and me and a couple of guys in Tevas. Hey, baby, wanna look at the stars with you? Oh, yeah. I brought a picnic basket full of all the things that you like. Wanna tell me how your week is going down and what you're looking forward to next week? By the way, this is Jeff. He's got a bunch of knowledge about the stars.
This is Jeff. He's got a bunch of knowledge about the stars.
And the planets as well. Jeff can tell you about the planets as well. He knows a lot about that. Look through his telescope, but make sure you wipe it off
this
so you
Jeff.
Don't get...
He's got a bunch of knowledge about the stars.
This is Jeff.
How did you say it at first? It was such an earworm.
I don't know why I said it that way.
He's got a bunch of knowledge about the stars. This is Jeff. He got a bunch of knowledge and his very own telescope.
So I'm so glad that we could go on this date, baby. Glad we are on this date, just you and me and Jeff with his bunch of knowledge.
He's got a bat. Like you were singing normally. And then you said, he's got a bunch of knowledge.
Well, it's because I didn't know what word I was going to say. And so it came out as three words.
It came out so weird.
It came out as three words.
Anyway,
cute date night, Mom and Dad. You guys and some bro in a Subaru.
And I know that the song for comedy was insinuating that was Dad's date idea, but you know Mom was Googling things nearby and was like, there's a Groupon, let's go.
That's Mom's idea.
She said it was adorable. She would do it again. It was so cute.
I would go.
The guys knew a bunch about the stars and were explaining different things and whatever. And it got us talking about our best experiences stargazing.
What were you waiting for after you said that?
What's interesting
I'm picturing a listener hearing you say best experience is stargazing and then them just hearing the sound of their car driving for like 15 seconds.
I'm going to be honest. Some podcasts, there are long pauses in between people say things.
It makes me panic
that
sometimes.
My phone turned off.
Yes. When I'm people like, on a Hello? Podcast stop for a second and have like a genuine human pause and thought.
I'm like, huh?
I'm like, sorry, AI didn't cut out the pause.
I'm like, hold on.
Is my phone off?
I'm like, for a second, I could hear my own thoughts.
Oh, can't go in there.
He writes.
For real.
No, actually, to be honest with you, I just got tired and took a little rest.
I get it.
My voice hurts.
Respect.
But we were talking about our best experiences stargazing, and I've had a lot of really monumental experiences stargazing, but can you think of the time where you saw the stars the best?
Yeah, 100%. And it's very sort of church kid. Yours is probably the same.
Actually, no, I have one better one than that, but I know what you're about to say.
Okay, better by whose standards?
Mine,
bro?
And I'll tell you why.
Okay, well, mine is I went on a church mission trip to Kenya, Africa once.
Oh, it was really nice of you to save them.
Oh, yeah, I saved everyone in a whole other country. Yeah, the church saved them. In 1 week, we went in and fixed everything.
It's complicated.
We did do some good stuff. We planted a garden and dug a well, which I think is still a useful tool.
For drinking water,
which is good to do. But we went and went to this school/orphanage and dug a well and did a thing. Whatever. The point is, in that rural part of Kenya, there's no light pollution
at all. And I never understood why they call it the Milky Way.
Yeah.
But when you're in a place that's like that remote where there's like no light pollution at all.
She's it looks, thick.
It looks, she's.
Have you seen my girl? Milky Way. She's thick.
She's really thick. And it literally looks like milk sort of spilled across the sky. Yeah. And it's really amazing.
Whoever
it's really
named
amazing.
It Milky Way probably named it that before we had electricity. And so for everywhere sure. you went, everywhere in the world was milk.
Except for the word milk.
You think that milk was invented after electricity?
But were we calling it the Milky Way back before electricity? People didn't talk that way.
Milky Way
feels very, we're way in the weeds.
No.
Regardless,
you keep
I thought
talking
it was
about
beautiful.
Kenya. I'm going to look up the history of why we call
no,
it the
no,
Milky
no,
Way.
No.
Wait,
no,
I want to
no,
know.
No.
You won't let me look it up?
No, because I'm done with Kenya, is what I'm saying. So
oh,
you
have
need,
nothing else to say.
Right, I'm
hurry.
Done. I'm done. I'm saying I was in Kenya. You asked what my most optimal, and it was cool because it was with dad and I was like a senior in high school. And so it was like the end of my sort of childhood era. And dad and I got to look at this cool thing. Oh, I also remember the reason we both saw it was because we both had to pee in the middle of the night. And we were both like, we should probably go out together because it's literally in the middle of nowhere.
You were tinkling and looking at the
so
stars
we were,
with your dad.
We were tinkling and looking at the stars.
That's really sweet.
Tinkling and looking at the stars with dad.
Tinkling and looking at the stars with dad. Tinkling and looking at the stars with dad.
I can't make that a song.
I just saw a TikTok of these three siblings. Like they were like tattooing a childhood memory into our arms. And it was like this adorable silhouette of like three kids. All three of these siblings had gotten like this tattooed under their arms. And for whatever reason, when you just said that thing, I was like, had the thought like, you and dad should get tattoos of you tinkling under the stars.
Of us tinkling
under
the
stars. Matching tattoos of you guys tinkling under the
should
stars.
Should we get matching tattoos? Should we get matching tattoos?
The three of us?
Tinkle
the four
tattoo.
Of us. There's a fourth of us. There's a fourth of us. Should we all get matching tattoos? Because the fourth of us knows how to do tattoos. So we could all get a tattoo from
Annie.
From Annie.
And she tattoos herself too. What would it be of?
I don't know.
Can we move on to an actual segment of this damn show?
Wait, but this isn't. No, I wanted to talk about the stars.
Keep talking about the stars.
Oh, do you have your star story?
No, yeah, do you have one? Do you? What's the best stargazing you've ever seen?
You know, probably at football camp in high school, but I think that was related to the trauma of football camp in high school and not necessarily the stars being pretty themselves.
Got it. You want to unpack
really
that a little
sweet.
Bit or not for this podcast?
No.
Did the boys all lay down together and look at the stars?
Yeah. And we were in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, with probably minimal light pollution. Also, why do we call it light pollution?
Because it's polluting the view of the
stars.
I get what you're saying.
Like, pollution makes it feel like the oceans are dying and the light is like there's a big chunk of trash
like
in the sky.
It's not damaging
blocking.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
And it was probably at football camp in like 2016 or something.
That's fun.
Kenya was amazing. There was an island in the Philippines that I stargazed. That was amazing. The best stargazing I've ever done.
You're gonna say
is on the top of Mauna Kea.
Yeah.
On the big island of Hawaii. Because you're closer to the stars, literally, because it's the tallest mountain in the world. Not to be confused with the highest mountain in the world.
Explain the diff.
Base tip. It starts. Mauna Kea base to tip. Mauna Kea starts at sea level and goes up super high.
Uh-huh.
Whereas like Everest doesn't start at sea level.
It starts high and goes
high. So if you were to just pluck off Everest and pluck off Mauna Kea, Mauna Kea would be taller, but Everest is sitting on taller land.
So therefore Everest is
higher
in the sky.
Higher in the sky.
But Mauna Kea was taller.
Yes.
Got it.
Mauna Kea is a place where like countries from all over the world build telescopes on top of that mountain because you're not only not a lot of light pollution because you're on a, like, Hawaii's in the middle of the damn ocean. Like, for
hey,
real middle
hey,
of the
you
ocean.
Guys, Hawaii's in the middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the ocean.
Hawaii's
it's
in the middle of the ocean.
It's crazy how remote Hawaii is. And it's crazy, not to get political, but it's crazy that America's involved at all. I digress. The mountain is above the clouds. So there are no clouds between you and the night sky, and there's no light pollution. And so, like, NASA and other countries literally go up there to study the sky because it's such the best stargazing viewing. And when I went up, I've been up a couple times, but when it, are you laughing at me?
Yeah, you said such the best stargazing viewing.
I'm pulling through.
Okay.
I went up a couple of times, but when I went up laying in the back of a truck bed, looking at the stars the whole way up and up there and then on the way down.
That's amazing.
That's so amazing. Anyway, I was just been thinking about that.
That's great.
Do you want to write a haiku?
Yeah, of course. A haiku?
A haiku?
Milky Way is new. There's no way we Milky Wayed before recent times. Milky Way is new. There's no way we Milky Wayed before recent times.
I'm going to look up. The question I have is, did we start calling it the Milky Way before electricity was invented?
That is so crazy.
I'm going to look it up. Let me look it up.
That is so crazy. It has to happen fast though, bro. Because we can't be spinning. Yeah. Grant?
Who invented electricity? Benjamin Franklin?
Benjamin Frankels.
Leonardo da Vinci?
Leonardo da Vinci's?
It was probably a woman and then they just took credit.
Leonardo da Vinci?
Or was it Benjamin Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
Or was it
Nikola Tesla?
Or was it Nikola Tesla? Or was it...
Name one single woman.
Tommy Edison.
Or was it Alexander the Great?
Could have been Alexander the Great. Okay.
The name Milky Way dates back over 2,500 years, long before electricity, to ancient Greek astronomy. The term comes from the Greek word galaxias.
Galaxias.
Galaxias. Kyklos.
Galaxias Kyklos, meaning milky circle.
Fire. Describing the hazy band of light seen across the night sky, Roman poet Fire. Ovid even referenced the metamorphoses around AD 8, calling it the high track, seen when the sky is clear, called the Milky Way and known for its brightness.
That's fire. Okay. We have been doing a thing that we love having you all do, which is you send us in your problems. And we solve your problems through the power of beautiful music.
We've got bad music. No worries either way.
No worries. Yeah. And we're doing our best each and every time.
Please know we are doing, this is what our best looks like.
Yes.
Just know that.
And just know that genuinely, this is what our best looks like.
Just know that. And if you'd like to donate.
If you'd like to donate your best.
I was going to say money because this is all we've got.
This is our best. Okay. So. This comes in from our friend Jason, who's sending us his problem that we're solving through the power of beautiful music, hopefully. Let me turn it up, make sure Jason's rocking.
Hi, guys. I have an issue with a certain taco chain in my city that takes extremely long to take my order whenever I go through the drive-thru or go inside.
Is Jason in a helicopter?
I'm mainly going through the drive-thru, and... they take so long to actually talk to me to take my order that for the people behind me, it might seem like I'm ordering 20 things when I'm just trying to order one thing, just one burrito. But they're taking so long to take my order. So how do I let the people behind me know that it's not me? It's not my fault.
Jason.
Do I give them a shrug? But then that just looks a little pretentious. So I'm wondering what I should do. I need help.
Jason,
thanks, first... guys. Love the podcast. I'm obsessed.
Aw, we love you too, Jason. First of all, thank you for sending in a voice note.
It's
a great question.
I love you so much. You sound so cute. Can I say?
Yeah.
I think I already know the solve, but what I find confusing about the story is that does this taco place only take long for him?
I don't know.
And everybody else is getting their order taken right away?
I don't know.
Go through the drive-thru in a jetpack.
That's the only way.
It'll create a sense of urgency for the workers there. But also the people behind you will be able to see what you're up to.
Yes. That's the only way to solve this. Sorry, Jason. Save your pennies. Get a jetpack for the drive-thru.
There's
because that's the only way. The people behind you will see that your mouth is not moving, and they'll know, wow, this really cool jetpack guy hasn't even had the chance to order yet. But he's so chill as he hovers in the air on his jetpack. What a cool and chill guy.
Take it to the chorus. Jason and the Jets.
Jason and the Jets. Jason and the Jets.
Stupid.
Jason and the Jets.
Yeah, you have to. The only way. Also, I love that Jason was very kind to this taco chain. Instead of just saying Taco Bell, we'll say it for you. We'll be brave for you, Jason, and we'll say that Jason needs to have his jets at that Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell, when you see Jason, you better serve him faster. You'll know it's Jason by the jets coming out of his back.
So Taco Bell, make sure you serve Jason on time so he's not embarrassed
to get his burrito.
One more time for the chorus.
Jason and the Jets.
So bad.
Jason and the Jets.
You do have to get a jetpack, but if you can't get a jetpack, because I understand that like not everybody has connections to SpaceX in the way that the Mom Said podcast does, if you can't get a jetpack, maybe switch to a moped.
Who do we know at SpaceX?
The whole team.
Jason, we'll help you.
We'll help you. We know the whole team at SpaceX.
Sorry, one more thing. Is that what they're up to?
Making jetpacks?
Yeah.
No, I'm doing... Hey, can I talk to you for a second? This episode has been absolutely insane. It's been non sequitur after non sequitur. If you're listening to this, it's impossible to follow. And then I tried to throw out a little joke about SpaceX, just a throwaway joke that we can move past.
What is SpaceX doing? I'm getting worried about that.
Bro, yes, of course you should be worried about that. The richest man in the entire world is discovering how to go to different planets.
They're launching people up there?
Yes, dude.
It's just anyone or astronauts?
No, not just anyone. They're sending rockets up there right now, but I think sometimes it's people. Most of the time it's just test rockets because they're trying to figure out how to get rockets out and back.
Do you think the people that work for him are feeling conflicted, like, ethically?
I don't know, because I think there's enough money flying around that it sort of makes the ethics feel a little comfier.
In my experience, that's actually not the case.
I know.
Jason, we'll get you a jetpack.
We love you, bud.
And that's the Mom Said promise.
And
which
that's
means
the Mom
nothing,
Said promise. And what's a moped, but just a land jetpack where you have the ability for people
Hold
to see.
Hold up, a moped is a jetpack for your booty. A moped and a motor scooter is a jetpack for your toes. And a car. Is a jetpack for your family.
Wow. Oh my gosh. This podcast is absolutely wild. We're very thankful that people listen to this at all. And we do have such fun, like people sending in these voice memos. Hey, I'm going to take my silly goose hat off and put on my serious hat for one second.
Okay. I'm going to take a sip of water while you do that.
Okay. I'm just saying it's really fun that people send these voice memos in. This is crazy. Like we started this podcast. We're still new. We're not even a year old yet, but like we're already building this fun community of adoids who are sending stuff in and who are willing to listen to our absolute dribble. Absolute nonsense. And genuinely, we are very thankful. We talk about this offline a lot. Like we are having fun and we're glad that you guys are having fun and we're continuing to build this thing. And we're trying to get more guests on and we're trying to like expand the show to make it more entertaining for you. And I think it's headed in a good way.
Agree. Can you play a song for me, please?
Yeah. Before I do, I just feel like loving.
Just do it. Please just do
I'm
it.
Loving the jewelry that you're wearing. And I feel like I hope Grant muted me.
I hope your week
has been wonderful. We're halfway through October.
Mute his ass.
I
He's not saying anything important.
It's been a wonderful spooky
just
season.
Just play. It's that time of week again, my favorite time of week.
My number one brother this week is Grant.
Wow. Congratulations. Why? Prove it. It's just because he's got a better routine than me. Is it?
I think it's...
Also, here's a question in the general ranking of the brothers. Is it like... Are you comparing us side by side in your head and going like, oh, Grant has a stronger routine, makes more money, lives in a better part of town? Or is it all how these brothers are interacting with you in that given week? Like, or does the criteria change? I just want to know. I feel like I'm aiming at a moving target.
Oh, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do aside from outright bribery, which I will accept.
Oh, okay. Well, last episode, we brought you treats, but that was
together, so it didn't affect the ranking. I'll say this. This week, it was for Grant based on vibes alone.
Whoa. Grant, how do you feel about that?
Means nothing.
Whoa.
Vibes alone is such a cop-out.
You have better vibes.
Tell him something nice.
Okay, fair. No, that's okay.
Tell him something nice.
Well, your outfit's cuter than Gabe's today.
What?
You've got like a more chill energy.
What?
Mm.
You sang a song earlier that cracked me up and you hit a really high note. Your vibe is just better.
Thanks.
Grant, what are you writing in your journal this week? Can you read us one of your journal entries?
It's time for Grant's journal.
Grant's journal.
Oh yeah, I gotta talk when I'm talking about my journal. Should my journal be in space, in the space-time continuum like this?
No.
Oh.
I think it should be.
Number one, I have two things in my journal today.
Great. Wow.
Number one, what does non sequitur mean?
Okay.
That's a great question.
Okay.
And Grant, I spelled it. Hold on.
Nope. Yeah, tell us how you spelled it.
I spelled it sequitur.
I think that's correct.
I think that's just about right.
And I'll tell you something. Nobody knows what non sequitur means. So I would just say use it wherever.
Okay, great.
Non sequitur, do you want to know or no?
Yeah.
Non sequitur is like sequitur implying sequence, implying like related to the previous thing. So I was saying we had a bunch of non sequiturs, meaning this episode, nothing before it led to the next thing. The thing after it didn't make sense from the thing before.
But
a
to
bunch
be clear,
of non sequiturs.
So few people know what that word means that you could just throw it in whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get caught.
Okay, let me cross that one out. Let me cross that one out.
Crossing things out in his journal.
And here's the second
because
one.
It no longer applies.
Yeah.
Here's the second one.
Es lunes, vamos Lions!
Yes. Honestly, vamos Lions, for real. Always vamos Lions, ultimately.
Es lunes, vamos Lions.
Friends, we thank you so much. We're coming up to the tail end of this episode.
We're going on tour. I'm just kidding. What if we did, though?
We could.
Guys, if we go on tour, would you come?
Yeah, I don't know if we should be teasing a tour that we're definitely...
Someday we're going on tour, and you better be there. But for now, we're planning our asses right here in this studio.
We'll be right here in this studio.
Gabe's going to announce soon where his special is coming out. I know, we've all been waiting with bated breath.
Well, this is coming out, this episode's coming out October 15th.
What?
And the special will be announced and go on sale on October 21st, which is actually my birthday, so we'll announce that. But Mom Said folks know that it's coming, which is very exciting. Thank you so much. We're excited about it. These guys helped it. I've been working on the show for a while. Allie actually makes an appearance in the special. And I still haven't gotten you to sign a release form.
I could take this whole operation down.
Yeah.
I could take this whole operation down with me.
Make your siblings sign a release form for anything they're involved in. Because you never know when they'll turn against you. Because sometimes the sibling's there to help out. But then it turns out that they had an ulterior special comes out in the middle of November. If you see that it's missing a huge chunk right in the middle, you know that Allie took the whole thing out because I didn't get my sibling to sign a release form.
I'm always looking for the legal upper hand. The legal upper hand.
Always sign a release
and this
form.
And many things.
things. I'm suing you because I also fell down your stairs.
Dang.
Just oh, kidding.
You remember what that sounded like?
Yeah. I'm going to play that in court.
That's the sound of Gabe falling down the stairs. Friends, we're so thankful that you listen to this. We really are. Thank you. Please share these with, don't share this episode with your friends unless you know they really crazy.
Guests,
unless you know they have the wiring.
Guests,
you know what I mean?
Are coming soon. We can't wait to show you. We love you. And for our younger, why are you ripping pages out of your journal? The point of a journal is that you keep things you've written in the past. Whatever. Wow. For our younger guests.
Why did you sing over me?